Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth.
And sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt. We are Jack and Jill, and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Bonjour.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to easily make 10,000 easily make 10,000 purchase offers to buy real estate. It's easy. That doesn't seem right. It's like a dichotomy, like jumbo shrimp. How could it be easy to make 10,000 offers, Jill?
I don't know. Well, yes, one officer.
It's one of my favorite topics, and I'm going to explain it.
Cool.
Great show today, Jill. Now for a funny story. Time for a funny story.
My poor bike. If you've been listening to our show for a while,
bike and car issues.
We both have had these bike issues because we were talking about one time that your bike was stolen, and then my bike was stolen, and then we found my bike. I had this beautiful, fantastic, loving, oh my gosh, it was meant to be Christmas time. My bike was there calling to me. Oh, like the light was shining on it.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm have to report that my if you are on my Twitter page, you see my awesome blue bike there. Well,
she's gone.
She's here, but she's really sick and she's totaled. And we might have to take her to the bike graves. And say goodbye to her. And I'm so sad.
We have a favorite bike shop here in Los Angeles. And I was thinking about going over there and donating it to those guys.
They'll just laugh at you.
Donate it to science.
They'll laugh at you if I throw it in the back. Like,
well, tell us, Jill. Okay. How did your bike get totaled?
I didn't total it. So we had a great Saturday recently. Took some of our friends on a nice long bike ride. Mine has handbrakes and it's, you know, 5-speed. It's perfect. So I lovingly let our friends, you know, the girl ride my bike. And you know what? Actually, we rented a bike that day. Now I remember because we had to rent a bike to make sure we had enough bikes too for the whole thing. So I gave her my bike. I remember who was on a rented bike and it was all good. So we went out all day and, you know, had a great day lunch out. We're having some beers here and just riding up and down the beach. And I guess as it turns out, we might have pushed our friends a tad too far.
Well, they're in their late 70s, so that would make sense. Why this didn't occur to us.
I don't know why.
At age possibly could be a factor.
Right.
I'm not sure why.
Yes. So they're old. They're older. Because you know what? They're active people. Maybe that's it. They golf. They play tennis.
Sure.
They just had done a thing on a boat. And we thought, all right, we could do this. We proposed this. Nobody said no. They're like, okay. And here we go.
Yeah. It turns out a whole day of some slight cocktail consumption and hot summer Los Angeles, you know. It was just too much.
And it was the very, what's I think is funny and not funny. It was at the very bitter end of the night. We're all just come up the hill and we're walking our bikes that last little bit. And she decides she wants to get on and pedal the last little bit. And she pedaled right into a pole.
Yeah. She got hurt. But she's in the end, it worked out okay. She didn't get real hurt, but.
Right. We're not driving anywhere, but we had to rally with all of our first aid we could find. And she limped up to the house and, oh, poor thing. So we didn't realize until days later when we were getting ready to go somewhere and get on the bike that, oh, it's messed up. I mean, bad. And I didn't.
It's done.
Oh.
I really spent some time with it and it's not. For what we paid and the whole thing, it's just not worth it.
I know. You know, we kind of knew that as I now go into every bicycle that way, knowing that. Yeah. I look at you. I'm not going to get too attached because your days are numbered. Kind of like men.
That's awesome.
I couldn't help that. So I'm just kidding.
Oh, it's just classic stuff.
So anyway.
I don't think I don't know.
Jack, I'm kidding. But I had to say that. That was just too good.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Dan asks, I just purchased the program yesterday. I haven't even received it yet. I'm excited to put together my first mailing. I know there will be upset people, and I'm expecting that. But do you have any tips to use for my first mailing? Size of the mailing, criteria to use for the mailing, maybe even a good county to start with to get my feet wet. Can you point me somewhere that I can learn about data and mailings before my material comes next week? I got on the data website, but I had no clue where to start.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, good. He's on the data website. That's a great start.
Yeah.
It's RealQuest Pro. We have two now, actually. We with our subscription, you get, this is not a sales pitch, but there's two sets of data that come with our Data to Doorstep subscription, RealQuest Pro and Title Pro 24/7, which are the two best in the business in that order.
Yeah, so, which is Agent Pro 24/7, but a notch up.
A lot of people, hey, Dan, good for you. A lot of people get hung up on this data thing. It's just not their deal. Like some people get hung up in math. And if you're in there poking around before you even got the stuff yet, using the usernames and stuff, and the passwords that we provide, good for you. That's a great start. I can tell right now that you're in success plan asking questions. You're going to do very, very, very well. So I'll directly answer your questions. All these questions are answered, by the way, in the program, but you're chomping at the bit. So here it is. The size of the mailing, 1,500. I would not recommend sending, really ever. In fact, I never have sent less than 1,500 offers out. Just the way the numbers work. Criteria that you use for the data is seriously covered in the program. And it would take too long for me to list it, but I'll tell you this right now. We never have sent an offer out to any property that has a mortgage on it. And the reason for any property type, I don't care if it's apartments or houses or anything, because they just don't, the mortgage balance dictates the negotiation piece. And we like properties that don't have any mortgages in zero. I've entertained doing it on a 50% loan to value situation, and we'll probably do that in the future, but we just haven't had to. So that's great criteria. Do not send property offers on any industrial properties that are zoned industrial. We never do it for EPA there's just a whole EPA situation that can happen with industrial property, and we just avoid it. If we needed to find deals and we don't, I would consider it, but stay away from that. A good county to start with is, that's a classic question. I get it all the time, and I never answer it. What we teach, or what's in the program, is a ironclad three-step process to finding a county so that you can, and here's why. I could say, heck, we've had great luck in XYZ County, and then you would go to that county, and you would have good luck, and you wouldn't learn how to do anything. You wouldn't learn. They're the most successful members that we have are ones that are mailing counties that I had never considered. And they learn how to do it. And they're teaching me stuff, actually. So I think that's, and this last question is, can you point me somewhere about the data in the mail and how to do it before the program? He goes through the program. Yeah. Go onto YouTube, type in RealQuest Pro, or go into our YouTube channel. We have a lot of instructional, landacademy.com. We have a lot of instructional videos that I've produced. And I also include in there videos that other people have produced and the actual companies themselves have produced. So you can get a good feel for, a second, third, and fourth opinion. You know, there's all kinds of stuff in there that I don't even know. Mm-hmm. It's a good question.
Perfect, yeah. Well, he's in the right place, too. He's in Success Plant. Where else can you go? Right where you are.
Oh, yeah. Success Plant. Yeah, in Success Plant and just start asking away. Because there's people in there that are two or three or four months ahead of you that just went through it all and they're closing deals. So ask them. Mm-hmm. That's what it's for.
Exactly.
But I'm glad you did ask that question. The kid's going to be, I love to see this,
Joe. Yeah.
You know, there's some people that we have that are members that just, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And there's some people like this that are just can't wait. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of me when I was, when I started.
Good.
Couldn't get enough of it.
Hey, you know what? This ties into this actually ties into the show today.
Yeah. Today's topic, how to easily make 10,000 purchase offers, or 10 million for that matter, It literally, it's called a mail merge. And it is literally just as time consuming to make 10,000 offers, 10 offers, or 10 million. And we couldn't make it easier. So the concept of a mail merge is this, and you've heard me talk about it before a lot of times before. It involves taking a data set in an Excel spreadsheet, merging it with a Microsoft Word document, and creating a massive PDF that you drop in the mail, and it's the offers. And it's all custom made. When the property owner receives it, it looks like you just sent it to that person. But when in reality, you send a bajillion of them out, and it gets them to take it seriously. It gets them to say, you know what, this guy sent me an offer about this piece of property, and man, he knows a lot about it. He knows the APN, he knows the size, he knows the county that it's in, a lot of data set specific stuff. Maybe I should take it seriously. And that's why we get deals done.
Mm-hmm. And as you get going and get better and doing these things, you can do, a lot of our members are doing mixed mail mergers, you know, where they'll have different property sizes with different counties in there.
Different counties,
and all. So
we don't recommend that at all first time around, but
yeah,
that's a great way to diversify what you're buying and selling. It sells faster that way, mm-hmm. too.
Exactly.
I don't, you know, the point of this show is not to get into exactly, you know, the every last detail about how to do it, but just to make you aware of the fact that it's very, very easy. What I see a lot is, especially from former real estate agents or current real estate agents that are starting a side business, they have only ever submitted an offer once, or one type of offer, and it involves a 14 or 15 or 20 page contract with a pen.
That's true.
You know, and that's just a suggestion that your state, that the board of realtors in that state came up with.
Right.
You don't have to submit it. There's no law that says you have to use this form.
That's very true.
So, and the one that we use, and we share it in the program, I think it's on our website. If not, it's all over the internet. If you just Google it, somebody puts all of our stuff out there. It's not a secret anyway. Mm-hmm. It's a two-page letter. It's mm-hmm. a two-page purchase agreement that says, look, we want to buy your five-acre property for whatever, $1,000. We want to close next week. Mm-hmm. We will send a notary right to your door. That's you send 10,000 of those out, believe me, some stuff comes back.
Right.
You're going to get way more deals than you ever planned on closing.
What I hear is people that have, by the time they come to us, a lot of our members understand this concept, but they didn't know that they could do it this way. And they're like, it's a revelation.
Yeah.
They think they have to call the county, wait for a CD to come back, and then they have to put the CD in their computer.
Oh,
now
for
they got
back tax property.
Right. Yeah. Or even to get the ownership records. Just not even backpacks properties, just records, let's just say.
Oh, they can't access a database?
Right.
I see.
So a lot of our people, when we say easily, I mean easily, like in an afternoon from your computer at home. And people don't know this is possible.
Yeah.
So that's why I was going to kind of paint the picture. A lot of people think that first I got to get, let's just assume I know the county and the properties I want. I got to get the county on the phone. I got to figure out how they send out the data. Is it coming a stack of papers still? Is it a CD? How do they deliver? What format is it? Then I got to, not very many is it free. I have heard people spending a couple hundred dollars for one county, yeah, not kidding,
That's
to get
insane.
This data for one
and
county.
And it's a mess. When you get the data, yeah, you need a PhD, even for me. And I've been doing this my whole life. It's
right.
a mess.
Right.
So
let's just say
you
started this process on a Monday. If you're lucky, you have it on Friday. Okay. So now that first weekend, this is really what I hear people doing. Now that first weekend, I'm digging into it. You know, I'm trying to figure out what this means, what all this is, and how to decipher it. And I have talked to people that spent a whole month. That's all they did, trying to figure this out, to sort it and get in the right columns and everything, because it didn't come in a pretty Excel thing where you could just move stuff around and be done, you know. And now we spent a month and nothing's got out there yet. Now we're at the point where we're analyzing it, picking out the people that we want, right? First, we had to get it all in the right fields and everything, mm-hmm. figure out what the fields meant.
Oh, geez.
Now I got to go through and go, all right, now I've got that. Okay, I want to take out everything assessed at this level and assessed at, you know, and it has this characteristic, it's zoned this way, you know, whatever it is. And then eventually you can get to your mail merge. So it could be a 6-week process before you're doing that. But when Jack and I say easily, we are sitting down, logging right in. Jack Thank you.
Once, well, I mean, once you learn, it's all in the same format. Every county in the country is in the same format, and it's you're accessing the assessor's database. So once you learn it once, you can do it in West Virginia, you can do it in Alaska, you can do it anywhere. Huge problem with back tax property when you get it directly from the county or just the, any assessor role from the county is that it's in their proprietary format. So you have to relearn every single time. Mm-hmm. Recreate the wheel every single time you're sending out a mailing. You don't want to do that. That's worth the money, right? The subscription money anyway. Plus, all of our products are, if you went on, it went in off the street, it's less than
half. I'm not even, this is not even a plug. This is just telling, I'm just yeah, wanting to know, I just want to tell people that, that there are other ways that exist.
Yeah.
And it's probably cheaper. Well, you know what? How about this?
It's not cheap.
No matter what, I mean, even if you got your data free, your 6 weeks worth of time.
Yeah.
Is worth something.
Right.
The offers that you didn't get out there and the people you're not hitting. So I want everyone to know for this show that you can really sit down on a Sunday afternoon. What? And have access? Wait, but the office is closed. Who cares? You can get in, get the data, analyze the data in a couple of hours, have it down to just whoever you want to send the offers to, do a nice, yeah, pretty mail merge, and have it, you know, the document sent to your printer and just be sitting waiting for them to call you on Monday morning and confirm the credit card on file is the one you want to use and they're going to get the letters out. Done.
That's it.
People are like, what? You can do that? Yeah, you can.
Yeah, the way we have it set up right now, mm-hmm, you can do exactly what Jill said. And then we are about going to release. It's not going to happen overnight by any stretch, but the printing version of our printing version where we actually do the mail merge for you. So, mm-hmm, we take that off your hands too.
You're right, Jax. We're making that's one of our things to try to make it easier.
The website's live right now.
Mm-hmm. Make it even easier for you. So can you sit down? How to easily make it? Do it the right way, I guess. That's my thing. How to easily make 10,000 purchase offers? Don't do it by hand you know.
Don't buy a printer. Don't buy paper. There's all kinds of
false
information out there.
Don't go buy a bunch of stamps.
When the letters start coming back, that's the last time you're ever going to have enough time to do that. The real value in this is utilizing the resources that we provide or whatever you find out there on the internet. And then when the offers start coming back, getting the deals done, that's where the money's made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, you don't need to become a data expert.
Exactly.
You don't want that.
Exactly.
You want to be a deal maker. Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816.
I would like to share really quick about what I have. I just released it today. What I'm going to do next week. I'm just need a small group. So it's going to be a maximum of 100 that can get in here. Go look on our Facebook page, my Facebook page, any of our Facebook pages. You'll see Land Academy, Jack Butala, Jill DeWitt. You'll see our upcoming Wednesday webinar. And it is the first time that we're doing this. We do a call for our members that's real about, you know, what they're working on,
every
what
Thursday
they're doing.
We do, yeah.
But this is a special thing that I put together for anybody who is brand new to this. Gosh, just want to ask Jack and I some questions. Kind of maybe you heard something on a call a show that you want to, you know, bring up. So that's what this is. So go to Facebook. You'll find the login information. It's going to be next Wednesday. April, August, how funny is that? August 31st at 5:00 Pacific time. So log in and the first 100 are going to get in and get to do it. So I'm just going to keep it a small group. Have your questions ready to go. And we'd love to talk to you.
I can't wait. This is going
to
be fun.
Mm-hmm. It'll be really good.
I get a lot of questions about this podcast lately. How do you do a podcast? You know, you guys are great. What is it? You know, I get a lot of compliments and questions. Like I got one recently from a potential member. They said, you know, the reason you guys sell so much real estate is because you have a podcast and I'm not going to have a podcast. So it's not going to work for me. And that's crazy. I don't think we sell one piece of real estate because of this
show. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think they listen to our show.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. So, but that's really funny. But you know what I do think though? I do think that, some of the sellers that we talk to look us up.
That's what I think too.
And the fact that we are out there does help. And that's something that we always tell everybody to do too. Do like we do. Yeah, go make your own website. Get yourself out there.
Yeah, you got to do all that.
Do all that so your sellers can look you up And that makes
Jill sense. Says it's like dating. What's the first thing you do when you get home from a date and you sort of like the guy?
Look him up.
Check him out. Check him out on the internet.
Yeah. Well, you probably did that. Girls do that ahead of time.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh.
Hey, what am I thinking?
Yo, wait. If you just met that, okay, let's back up. If you just met that night in a bar, yeah, now you're going home and you have a chance to look him up. You might even do it at the bathroom at the bar.
Yeah. You're not going home to do anything.
So, what do guys do?
Oh, the men have no standards with stuff like this.
Okay, wait.
Men are idiots about the whole
thing. I have a question.
Trust me.
With all the technology, all the information out there, you meet a girl, whatever, you don't even want to know if she's crazy or not by checking to see if she's like got... And you don't look her up to see, like, what photos is she posting or anything like that?
If you're young, if you're a lot younger than me and you're a man, you believe that you're invincible and that everybody was wrong and you're right. And that, no, that girl's not crazy. She's awesome because you're like Superman. You don't attract crazy women.
Oh, it's different.
And then
for
it just
you.
All comes tumbling down.
You're so silly. Oh, my gosh. Oh no! Oh boy!
No, guys. The guys don't believe that. They think the girl that's renting from is the best girl ever.
Well, cause she very well could be.
Yeah, she could be. I mean, and then it ends in a fireball of tragedy. But at that minute,
Jack. I was not talking about everybody else at that moment. That's all. I'm teasing you.
Oh, you mean me?
Like me.
What about you?
Oh, jeez.
What's the question?
It's going to end in a fiery ball of tragedy.
Oh, no. I've been around the block a few times.
You know,
Jill, this is the last company, and you're the last girl.
I need to do this again. I'm going to need to do the crap Jack says. This is one of your phrases. It's all going to end in a fiery ball of tragedy. It's absolutely one of your phrases. That's coming back. The crap Jack says. Thank you.
It really does need to come back.
It does.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And the crap Jack says, and inspiration, that's me. To get just about anything you want, because he can't talk right
that's
now,
right,
he's laughing.
I'm laughing.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your fiery ball of tragedy.
Like dating.
Oh my gosh. Jill. This webinar thing sounds like a blast.
Oh, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that. So,
no, guys are idiots. They don't even think the girl that's in front of them should really even be talking to them anyway. That they're not worthy. Almost all men think that.
That they're not worthy, or the girl's not worthy.
No, men. They think them about themselves. They're like, "Oh, this girl should I'm never going to get this girl."
Wasn't that you're not worthy. What was that, like a shoot? Saturday Night Live skit. Yeah. Okay, got it. That's kind of funny.
And if they do, if they're sitting there saying, this girl's way below me, then the guy's the biggest ass there ever was. And you don't want to talk to him.
No, then his friend says, drink more.
No, you just picture this guy that's had everything given to him his whole life and lives in some crazy penthouse in Manhattan. And he just thinks he's the greatest guy ever. And
is he gay?
No one's. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Maybe that's the problem.
All right. Thank you.
Not that being gay is a problem. Maybe
no,
that's
but
just
I'm
why
like,
he's an ass. You know?
Yeah. Just like, are you like,
he's just repressed whatever.
Something. Everything was handed to him, and he just doesn't get it. Got it.
All the gay guys I've ever met are, like, the nicest people ever. You know, I don't see problems. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've met a lot of heterosexual men that are just really angry about something. Not a lot, but a handful.
They're out there. I agree.
Have you ever had a really bad date, or now is not the time
to say
it?
Not with a gay man.
Why is it that women, heterosexual women, just love to have
my
gay date
all
friends?
Of my best dates have been with gay men.
I know. I'm sure of it, including your duration here with me.
Yes. That's true.
What are you talking about? Like hair, just hair stuff or what?
Makeup tips?
No.
You can just talk.
Seriously?
Oh, well, I did one time. There was one guy, actually. There was a makeup situation. We won't go there. It was just like a foundation thing, but that was a long time ago. I didn't know. So, no, but no, you can just really talk to them and they can come in and sit down and go, I just have to vent. And I can say, I'm happy to listen.
Yeah.
I think that is totally acceptable in that situation.
One of my friends is a good friend is a lesbian, and she's a developer. like a real estate developer. You know who she is. Mm-hmm. And she's, it's the same thing, only opposite. Like we talk about guns and, and real estate deals and stuff. And it's funny. Mm-hmm. Like there's just no gender. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's 2016. Who cares?
22,016. Good thing it's Friday.
Really?
Wow.
On that note, information and inspiration before I talk myself into a hole to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.